I love tools, as does probably every man in this room, and maybe a few ladies. The right tool can make a job faster, more efficient, sometimes just fun. So I sold tools for a living for a long time, and I enjoyed tinkering with every tool that I had to sell, and I have one of everything, usually in my garage. What about the tools of our growth as Christians? We have heard many messages about these tools: prayer, fasting, our Bible study, and meditation. Out of all these, personally, I struggle with the idea of meditation when I first came into the church. It intimidated me. So what does it mean? So I think of a person sitting Indian style on a big pillow or a yoga pose, chanting or humming when I think about meditation when I first thought about it. I also envision maybe an instructor telling his students to clear their mind and focus to achieve inner peace. This is not godly meditation, but what is? So in his Accord message, Dr. Levy talked about preparing for the feast. He talked about how we are so busy and we need to stop for a moment and think deeply about what God is doing. He asked us to meditate on what the fall holy days means and to find some quiet time to reflect on what God has done in our lives. This was the inspiration of this sermonette. So let's go to the scripture. Let's go to Psalms 143. I marked my Bible, but it's a new Bible, so it's going to take me a little bit. 143, verse 5. I will meditate on the glorious splendors of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. So David set the example for us to have godly meditation. So in this time today, sermon at time, I want to talk more about the tools of meditation. How do we meditate? When do we meditate? Where do we meditate? And what do we meditate on? So let's start with the first question. How do we meditate? This does not need to be a complex process. I'm about keeping it simple. We can set aside time to focus on a scripture, focus on the meaning of one of the holy days, or even focus on the blessings that God has given us. This should be time we are focused on God. Not worrying about maybe our travels, getting ready for the feast, or issues at work, which I know we all have, or our honey-do list if we're retired. Question two, when do we meditate? Turn with me to Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it day and night, that you may observe it to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. While that may seem daunting sometimes, again, let's keep it simple. Start small. Set some time aside during your busy day. to pause and to focus on God. As you prepare for bed, maybe in the evening, take a few minutes to meditate. It may even bring you peace and help you sleep a little bit. The more we make the time to slow down and meditate, it will become a part of our lives. And it will help us focus on the plan that God has set aside before us. So I go back to the example of David. You don't have to turn here, but let's once you jot down Psalm 63:6. I'm not going to turn in there. He describes meditating in bed and on his night watches. Question 3. On to my next question. Where do we meditate? We always saw the example of David, but let's look at another example. Let's go to Genesis 24. Genesis 24, verse 63. Genesis 24, verse 63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. And he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and that's when he met Rebekah. So, Isaac went out to the field, and in the evening to meditate. I assume he was alone, and it was a quiet place to think about what God had planned for him. Nature can be a good place to meditate. A walk in the evening can be a good time to get away and connect with God. Some people talk about meditating during their morning commute to work. I don't think so. I don't think that'd work for me. But if it works for you, do it. It may reduce a little road rage. We all know about that. So the answer to this question boils down to finding a place where you feel comfortable and you can focus. I found the best place for me is to slow down and focus in my backyard with the birds chirping in the background. No one disturbing me. Find what works for you. Question 2, this leads to the last and the most important question. What should we meditate on? Let's turn to Psalms 1. Psalms 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He meditates on the law of the Lord. Let's go to the end of Psalms. Psalms 119. Verse 97. Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day through your commandments. Make me wise, wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. The law was his meditation. Let's go over to Psalms 145. Psalms 145, verse 5. Okay. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Meditation on his glorious splendor and mighty works of the Lord. One more scripture. Go to Philippians 4:8. Keep everybody awake here. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue or if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. These do and the God of peace will be with you. Paul gave us a long list of the things to meditate on. So we're in the midst of the fall holidays, getting ready for coming up on trumpets and atonement, and getting ready for the Feast of Tabernacles, following soon after that. It's easy to get caught up in the travel plans, the excitement of the feast, the friends you will see or meet, and all the activities. But we need to take time out of our day and focus on why we are here, why we observe these days. It is a chance to slow down and think about a message you heard or a scripture you read. It is an opportunity to slow down and focus on our Heavenly Father and the blessings He has given to us and the plans He has for us.